Yeah, we were talking about this earlier about the Stanley Cup playoffs, and like you get there and you got to tell the guys, you know, this is your opportunity because you don't know how many times this is going to happen. You had a team go to a championship last year. You got to remind the guys, as good as things are this year, that, you know, what the goal is and how rare that is.
Yeah, it's the opportunities don't come around often or easily. And in our league, it gets more and more challenging every year just because the league is continuing to grow and get better and get deeper, and they're adding more teams. And so, last year we had an opportunity. Unfortunately, we came just a little bit short there in the end, but it's a hungry, it's a motivated group. We play this thing one game at a time. We're not looking too far in advance of what's out there, but we have our goals set. We want to get back to the final. We want to give ourselves a chance, but we know in order to get there, we've got to perform now. We've got to get results along the way, and we've got to get better throughout the course of the year.
Greg Vanney joining us, coach of Toronto FC. 6 wins, 4 draws, just the 1 loss. They've only given up 9 goals in 11 matches, and 6 of those have been on the road. What a great win in Columbus Wednesday. So you're fresh off that and a very short turnaround. But let me ask you about Tosin Ricketts. Barely, but not even been back a year. You grab him in late July of last year. What were your observations about what he could be, spelling off Altidore and spelling off Giovinco? I know it's easy for someone to say, boy, Vanny's got to get him more minutes. But, I mean, you're so deep at this spot now. How can you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. And Tosin understands that. And for us, it's getting him as many opportunities as we can, the right opportunities. You know, Tosin's a player who is different than Josie and Seba because he's very direct. He runs very vertical. He looks to get in front of goal. His speed is second to none, I think, across the league, and he is a very direct runner. And so when we've got guys on our team that are good passers, good servers of the ball, and we can get the Saint into space, we can get the Saint good crosses in front of the goal where he can just use his pace and his athleticism to get to some of those spots in and around the 6-yard box or in behind defenses on breakaways. We know we can get some goals from the Saint, and that's what he did all through the playoffs. That's what he did this weekend. And his goals have been very timely for us. Sometimes when we need something to turn a game, Tosin can come in and make a difference.
Now, the other Greg mentioned those wins on the road. Obviously, very tough league to have road victories, not only the one in Columbus, but the one in Seattle before that. Do you have a different mindset when you play on the road? Do you play a different game?
A little. I mean, we're not as aggressive to try to take the game directly to the opposition. Sometimes we know that, you know, when we go on the road, that the opposition it's really their job in some ways to try to come at us. And so also just given the turnaround in the last 2 games, we played on a Wednesday. We went across North America essentially to get to Seattle to play them at noon on a Saturday. So we knew we couldn't go out and really extend ourselves and press or do too many things. So with the last 2 games, we've tried to be pretty patient and look for our opportunities in transition or through a little bit longer possessions. And it's, you know, it's worked out. We've stuck with it. We've had to dig down for 90 minutes in order to get the result in both games. And the guys were resilient and got it done. So but it kind of depends on, you know, how much rest you have, how fresh are the guys, what are the circumstances with each game, and then try to pick a game plan that can work best for the day.
Greg Vanney, our guest, Minnesota here tomorrow for a 3:00 kickoff at BMO Field. Let me ask you about there's things you can say and things you probably can't about getting Josie Altidore in the first place. Many fans who aren't familiar with the process and are used to the other sports would say, oh, okay, trades, I understand player goes here, player goes there. But as you know, with football, it's almost only money for player. When you guys make the decision and Jermaine Defoe is going back to Sunderland, what's the process with you and Tim and in looking at Altidore and saying, of course, that'd be a great fit for us coming back? How did that work?
Well, when we knew there was going to be some swap in our DPs, one of the biggest things we wanted to do is, A, we wanted to find talent. And we did that for sure in Sebastian and Josie. But also importantly is we wanted to find 3 guys who complemented each other. And we wanted to get 3 guys, if possible, that we knew what their character was like. We knew that they would understand our league as best as possible and have the right mindset when they come back into MLS. And, you know, with Josie, we thought Josie and Michael, we already knew they would complement each other. They had spent a lot of time together. We felt like from a on-the-field standpoint, Seba and Josie would complement each other. We knew Josie knew the league, had played in the league, so he knows the challenges of the travel and some of the difficulties that come with MLS that sometimes, you know, international players don't quite grasp. So we were getting some certainty there. We knew that Josie's potential was high, and we were kind of catching him at a time where things weren't great for him in the moment, and he was looking for a bigger, different sort of buy-in to something that was, that could be different for him. And so we knew if we could get him in here, buy him in, get him healthy, and get him going in the right direction, that these were the types of numbers that he could put up, that he could dominate the league in a Drogba-esque kind of way that Drogba has around the world with his size and strength, and that he'd be incredibly difficult for defenders in our league to deal with. And so, a lot of those things have obviously happened, and he's in a very good way and a very good mindset, and he's really driving our group forward in a lot of ways.
I'm sure he's crushed Sunderland's relegated. No, I don't know. I don't know if he feels that way or not. Can you get him without Bradley, Greg? Can you get him without the sort of a convincing process? Did that manifest itself out somewhat?
Yeah, there's definitely. Can we get him without? It's tough to say, but I would probably say it would have been really difficult. With Michael, you have somebody who is the consummate supporter of Toronto, the city, Toronto, the club, the direction of the project that we kind of call TFC, from trying to change, you know, what was a disappointing start for the club, trying to become successful, to trying to be a club that is competing to win championships every single year, that's looking to do things differently. So you need that. You need the trust of somebody in terms of the spokesperson that has a relationship with Josie, who can also, you know, sell him those things. I had a conversation with him when he was in England. I went over there and sat down with him. He was very interested in the things I said. But you always need somebody that I think that is on the inside that can say the same things, who there's a longer term relationship there. And that was Michael in this situation, and obviously their relationship, it goes back a long way. Can only help the situation.